Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Charne Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatiti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdhaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premardha Shri Rupa Noga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtiye Dinatarne Rupa Noga Vairudha Pasidhanta Dvanta Harame Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. As some of you, or probably most of you, are aware, I just recited the standard pranam mantras for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you want to know the meaning, read this book, read the all this book is summarized in those pranam mantras. Inspired, no doubt. As we enter just a very little time to enter the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, in which we should always be swimming, I'll begin this sitting with reading and reciting and explaining briefly a song that was composed by one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, that means disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, calling out to Gurudev, which in particularly for him means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Although it can be sung by all Vaishnavas in relation to their guru, it is similar to many such poems, songs, supplications, presenting oneself as being hopeless in material consciousness, but calling out for the mercy of the Guru as one's only hope. This song has become. I don't remember hearing it sung in any Gauriya Math, but it doesn't mean that it's not regularly sung in any Gauriya Math, but it has become quite regularly sung among our Bengali devotees in Mayapur, and probably our Bengali devotees in other places also. So the song goes like this: Gurudev Dayamai. It's at least linguistically it's easy to understand. He who is calling out to Guru Deva. Deva means, it actually means one who is effulgent, but by usage it means one who is godly or effulgent. Guru, what is the meaning? There are many meanings may be given. One who removes darkness is one literal meaning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defined, Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti shei guru hai, from whom one gets Krishna bhakti, that person is a guru. Then what is bhakti? Well, then you have to come to Bhakti Siddhanta to understand what is Bhakti. Otherwise, the word Bhakti may be understood in many ways, misunderstood generally. So we could get stuck here on the... One devotee told me he was doing a daily two-hour session during Kartik to explain the Damodar Ashtaka. The first word is, of which is, Namamishwaram, Namaha. So the first few days he got stuck on the word Namaha. What is the meaning? It's Namami. Namami, I offer. Namami, I offer. Anyway, I shouldn't get stuck there now. So that is a great quality of this language, Sanskrit, which becomes used also in the original forms, higher forms of the Indian languages such as Bengali and Telugu. So Gurudev Dayamai, I'll just explain simply here. Oh, worshipable Guru, who is full of mercy. Prane jatana janabo kitama hoyeche jivan jantranamai. How will I explain the tortures, the distress of my life to you? My whole life is just full of distress. Jantarna is not exactly distress. It's more like pain being inflicted on you. Sri Krishna bhajite nahi chahe mati. And I think again, you can, if you listen carefully, you can understand it very clearly. Sri Krishna bhajite nahi chahe mati. My mind does not desire to worship Krishna. Bishaye bhogete prabala ashakti. Again, very easy to understand. My mind has very strong attachment to enjoyment of sense gratification. Bishayar asha nahi chare man. My mind does not give up the hope, expectation, desire for material sense gratification. Bishayete shadadhai. Rather, it always runs behind sense gratification. This is standard Vaishnav poetry, but it's also a fact, isn't it? Unless the mind is trained in Krishna consciousness, it's the tendency is just to run after what is there, what is nice for me and to enjoy. Srila Prabhupada once quoted a Bengali song, which must have been a popular song in his youth, that one line from it, that Chog jodi lage bhalo keno dekbona. If my eyes like to see it, then why shouldn't I look? This is the situation. Most people don't even think, why shouldn't I look? They just look nice to see. In a shop once, I saw there was some fragile glass. I can't remember what it was exactly, but there was a sign there, something like someone else. The sign was there, like someone else's wife. It's nice to look at, but don't touch. Something like that. But our proper understanding is you shouldn't even look. Not supposed even to look. Krishna dasya bhuli mayare bhajinu. Apan sarup kabu na chintinu. Forgetting my position as a servant of Krishna, I have worshipped maya, illusion. And my actual position, I've never considered what is my actual position. Birupe sharup bhavi murhama, because my stupid mind always thinks that this form, which is not my real form, this material form that I'm presently encased in, is my actual form. Mayate akrishtohoi. And I'm in this way, I'm attracted to illusion. Dushta sanga fal na bhujine hai. Oh, I didn't understand what is the effect of keeping bad association. Sadhu kache jate chitta nahi chai. I never desired to go and take association to with sadhus. Ashate shange thaki ashatata. I'm always in bad association, remaining in bad association. Chitta halo bajra pray, and my consciousness has become hard like a thunderbolt. Krishna Prem, it's described as being very soft, soft-heartedness. But in materialistic consciousness, we become very hard, hard-hearted. Kanaka kamani labha puja asha. These common words, kanaka kamani. I'd like to find it. Maybe if any of you come across that in your wanderings through Shastra, what is the Shastric source of this? Or who, Kanaka Kamini. It's a common term in your Kannada Bhasha also. So all sadhus use this term, Kanaka Kamini. Srila Prabhupada also writes in that, I think it's that Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoja, in that purport, that something like this attracts many stalwarts on the path of devotional service have fallen down due to attraction to women and money. And he also writes, it's not surprising if one becomes disturbed in contact with these because one has been in contact with them since time immemorial. So what is the provenience of this? What is it in Shastra in particular? Of course, it, in various ways, but exactly in those terms, Kanaka Kamini, or maybe some Acharya, maybe Shankaracharya, I don't know. So I'm just asking if anyone knows what is the origin of this term. I'd like to know. It's a commonly used term. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also uses the term in his Dushtamon poem, which is being paraphrased here. Kanaka kamani pratishta bhagini. Kanaka kamani labha puja asha. So kanak means gold, literally wealth. Kamani means woman, particularly, it's described in the Bhagavatam, 6th canto, there are three kinds of unchaste women. Woman. Kamini, Swairini, and Pungschali. Exactly the definition, I don't remember. Swairini means she wanders independently by herself. Kamini means she is herself full of lusty desires and incites that. And Pungschali literally means she moves men. She disturbs their mind. So, the desire for women, for wealth, women, lab, similar to kind of gain, worldly gain, puja, respect, or being worshipped. Pratishta, this is also commonly used. La puja pratishta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns against these upashaka, these weeds which choke the growth of the bhaktilata, the creeper of devotion. So puja and pratishta, puja means the desire for, puja literally means respect, as well as the formal act of worship, it also means respect. And pratishta means position, prestige, and the desire for that. Pratishtasha. Kirupe shodito habe morachita. How will my consciousness be purified? E chinta shadahoy. I'm always thinking, how is this? How is it possible? No, it should be that he's always thinking. You are always thinking. It could be either way, but seeing as he's already described himself as not thinking like that, then and described his guru as doyamai, so is you are thinking how to purify me. Tava kripa kona amara shambhal. Your a little ray of your mercy is my possession, my treasure. Tava kripa bina nahi anna bol. There's no without your mercy, there's no other strength. There's no power that can purify me. Kripa karo prabhu dia chidbol. So be merciful to me by giving me spiritual strength. One has to have spiritual strength. Achyuta Bala, that's described in the seventh canto, from Krishna and Balaram. One gets spiritual strength. There's a very important purport there. Dash Toma Pranamai. This servant of yours bows down, offers respect. Shadu Shange Taki Choi Begadami. In the association of devotees, I can subdue the six bad urges. And Sri Krishna Charan Shavi Jaino Ami Heno Moti Jache Tava Dashadham. This most fallen servant of yours requests that my mind will be inclined to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. Bondi Tava Rangapai. I pray in this way at your lotus feet. O he Gurudev, Tava Sri Charan, Shivi Jena Ami Janam Janam. O Gurudev, that I may serve your lotus feet birth after birth. E Ashibad Jachi Abhajan. Even though I'm unqualified, I request, I beg for this blessing of yours. Tava pade shthanochai. I desire a place at your lotus feet. This is by Srimat Bhakti Kumud Shanta Goswami Maharaj. Last time I spoke on the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, I was narrating his pastimes, giving an overview up to the point where he accepted sannyas, and I thought I would continue in the next session. But it becomes more difficult to do so after that, because although we can trace out a linear chronology, there are so many things going on side by side. So in this book, Sri Bhaktisthan Vaibhav, I presented a linear biography, but most of the book is studying his qualities, his character, his extraordinary everything about, well, not everything, but because it all goes on side by side. If we are to understand the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada, we should have to study this Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava. That should be also required reading. We have so many things to read. We have to read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. There's so many important books of our acharya. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as stated in here, he particularly wanted to that people should, or the intelligent class of people, they should read this Chaitanya Shikamrita and Jaiva Dharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in which he systematically, well, especially in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he systematically presents the understanding of the absolute truth, of religion, of the human quest, from the uncivilized man to the moral man to the religious man to serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And Jaiva Dharma presents various, in a story form, presents various philosophies which were prominent at that time in the world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his mission can be summarized as in the name of a book that was later compiled after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's passing away, which obviously means after the passing away of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. There was a book published. It was compiled by Sri Sundarananda Vidyavinod on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take extracts from the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and present that, to give Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Shastric and spiritually inspired perspectives on various facets, various teachings. So that book was published with the name Bhaktivinoda Bani Vaibhav, Bhaktivinoda Bani Vaibhav. The Vaibhava, which is a difficult word to translate exactly in English. Glory, grandeur, majesty, something like that. So the greatness of his Bhaktivinoda's Vani. But the greatness of Bhakti, or the Vaibhav of Bhaktivinoda stated in one song, in one, among his many contributions, probably best remembered at this time, or most accessed at this time, are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. And there are many, many, and a few of them are well known within ISKCON and within the Gaudiya Math, many more. Within one of them, he sings Saraswati Krishna Priya. Krishna Bhakti Tar here, Shai Shai Vinoda Vaibhav. So the Vaibhav of Vinoda, meaning Bhakti Vinoda here, is Saraswati. Saraswati Krishna Priya. Saraswati the goddess of knowledge. Our other names for Vidya and Vani, the goddess of knowledge, the goddess of music. Saraswati, she is very dear to Krishna. And she is the Vaibhava of Bhaktivinod. So the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur pointed out that this Saraswati also means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we can take this as Saraswati the goddess or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Regarding Saraswati Puja. Saraswati Puja was just held just over 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Vasant Panchami. It's a big day in India for students to get drunk. They have a religious excuse, they think, to get drunk. At least that's how I used to say. Probably it's still the same thing. To harass people and extract money from them in the name of Saraswati Puja. Presumably at the time, Bhaktisiddhanta, I hope it wasn't so badly degraded at that time. Probably not. And still some students, even today, they actually perform Saraswati Puja in a proper way without harassing people for money and using the money to mostly to buy alcohol, it seems. There must be many students, those in traditional gurukuls, presumably at Benares Hindu University, they observe properly. But anyway, regarding Saraswati Puja, it's also today. Today is also Saraswati Puja. Regarding this, during one of the Vyasa Puja festivals, which we're celebrating today, we within ISKCON we usually say we're celebrating the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But it's actually just as we celebrate Vyasa Puja for Prabhupada, it's actually Vyasa Puja. His Vyasa. Non-different, but specifically because Saraswati Thakur is the guru, acharya. Today is celebrated as Vyasa Puja. He would regularly have protracted festivals, not just on one day, it was 5 day festivals. And there was one day when all the members of the Gauriya Mats from all over India would come together to Mayapur. Not only in Mayapur, he actually celebrated in different, almost every time in a different place. In Mayapur, in Puri, once in Madras, and I have it written here in the book, but I just don't remember just now all the places. In Calcutta, yes, he celebrated one time. So it's a grand festival, and all the devotees would come, except the skeleton crew would be left behind at each mutt to perform the puja and regular services. So it was a gathering for all his disciples. So at one of the Vyasa Pujas, he said that on Gaur Shukla Panchami, you can all understand that, means in English, the fifth day of the bright fortnight of Magh month, which is the day of Saraswati Puja. Children, he specifically said children, it's recorded as him saying children, perform worship for the sake of gaining materialistic knowledge, aparavidya. And we, which means members of the Gauriya Mat, he just said we, Amra, offer such worship through the hand of Vyas to the goddess of spiritual knowledge, Paravidya, on the fifth day of the dark fortnight of Magha, Krishna Shukla Panchami. So generally Saraswati Puja is on the Gaur Shukla Panchami, but the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they do Saraswati Puja on Krishna Shukla Panchami of the same month. So that means today the day of Srila Saraswati Thakur's Vyasa Puja. Note that he says that we worship through the hand of Vyasa. In other words, the Vyasa, on another Vyasa Puja festival, he explained that why is it called Vyasa Puja? Well, from the disciples' point of view, they worship the Guru who is non-different from Vyasa. We say Vyasasam. The idea is that one who is sitting on the Vyasasam specifically at that time, he's supposed to be Vyasabhinna. Off the Vyasasam, it means he's non-different from me. I'm explaining all these terms in English also because there may be those who are listening who don't know. Otherwise, I could just go on without explaining them. So non-different from Vyas. So Vyasasan, off the Vyasasan, he may tell some jokes. Well, on the Vyasasan you can also do, but generally it's for a grave presentation. And we see also that, that's standard. You'll see that all around Vrindavan and Govardhan, there are advertisements for various kathas, and sometimes they give the name of the speaker Pravakta, or sometimes they put Vyasa, because he's supposed to represent Vyasa. So from the disciples' point of view, Vyasa Puja means to worship the Guru who is non-different from Vyasa, and he better be, otherwise he's not a Guru at all. He's supposed to speak according to Shastra. But from the one who is being worshipped, his understanding is that he has been deputed in the line of Acharyas from Vyas to accept the offerings of those who he has accepted as disciples and take those offerings and offer them up through the Parampara to Vyasa. So he's worshipping, he himself is worshipping Vyasa on this day. Vyasa, who is Narayan Avatar. So this a profound understanding that of course it's not that every devotee will be very deeply in Shastra. I was saying that if we're to understand the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada, we have to read all his books very thoroughly. We should also study the biographical works about him. We should also study this Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava. Not everyone can do so, but at least we should associate with devotees. To imbibe that mood, we should associate with devotees who have imbibed that through study. Krishna Bhakti is not all about study, but it is essential. The gurus, acharyas, they teach us through Shastra. They're supposed to be Shastravit. Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Shai Guru Hoy. One who knows the science of Krishna is a guru. So that may be at a very basic level. If one can say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guru. But to understand what that means and to substantiate that and to defend that statement against all the world, the whole world is all around us, doesn't accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People will come and all around, we're having the yesterday afternoon on the terrace there, and here we're having open air programs. So people from around, they may look out of their veranda and they look for 2 minutes and they go. They're not interested here. Or this young couple came in looking as if they're going to a fancy dress ball or something. A fashion show. And They looked astonished. What is going on? But they had no interest to hear. Those who are interested to hear, they can become followers of Vyas. The whole world is against the teachings of Vyas. Even if they superficially give honor to that. So yeah, that was one of the main facets of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He abhorred duplicity, especially in the field of Vaishnav Dharma. He stood against this. Rupa Anoga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Hari. He is adored as he who removes the darkness of the wrong presentation of the teachings of Rupa Goswami. Okay. Oh, hey, Vaishnav Thakur, you can sing? Okay, please sing it. We'll take a little break there. I have to go and come. I won't be here to get on your case, so you can sing. You can sing without any trepidation. Hare Krishna.